We got to do our alma mater. We must do our alma mater. When I was a little bitty boy, my grandmother bought me a cute little toy.
Broadcasting live from Talk Radio 1190, I present to you the rambunctious, rambling ring of righteous rangers, readying our rockers to ring your rosies and ruffle your rump hairs. The daring and decadent defenders of diligence, digesting and delivering today's decorative and diverse details to this declared dimensional demographic. I present to you,
The Boys!
And now, our feature presentation.
And sad to report some really sad news at the top of the show. And man, we have a lot of really fun stuff to get into later on. But right now, we must report, as you may have seen on social media, the Boys Media Network is here to report that Chuck Berry, the legendary Chuck Berry, has died. At the age of, anyone have an age on this?
90
years old. And that's sad because you can hear my ding-a-ling in the background. And
beautiful. You know what I heard? I hear two girls.
Yeah, and he was great. He was awesome. He was a legend. He was an innovator and just an overall guitar god. any words to respect from Brainbox? Brainbox, any respects to Chuck Berry?
Rest well, brother.
Cassie, Hollywood's Wilson, words for Chuck Berry?
I have nothing. I'm sad, though. Oh. I feel bad. Rest in peace. R.I.P.
Will Viler shot Will producing over there.
I fell so hard I heard bells ring, but held on to my ding-a-ling.
And Zach. Killian is here.
I'm here for you.
He's here, yeah. And do you have any words of inspiration for any Chuck Berry fans that are really sad right now?
He was very good.
Yeah. Okay.
Lame.
I think we slacked on this one, guys.
Oh, wow.
Besides the lame puns, he was an inspiration, and he did lay the foundation for music to go. So we have lost a legend. So
he was very Berry.
Very Berry.
Berry. Very, very, very.
You want to start this over?
not at all.
I bet I can.
All right. Let's start it over and get a little energy back in here. The Boys Media Network proudly presents to you the next 2 hours on a The Boys Media Takeover. That's right. We're starting out with The Boys Power Hour. I'm Positive C. That's in the Brain Box. Tornaquist. Will Viler, Shot Wells Producing.
Hey, hey.
Cassie Hollywood's Wilson's here.
And
Zach Killian from the Local Lounge is here.
You can give me Killianator.
Killianator. Yes, the Killianator is here. He's Killianating everything in the countryside. Today's going to be a really fun show. Brainbox is going to run the trend tonight, so that's going
right.
to be awesome. He hasn't done this in a bit. He's actually done this before. It's been a while. We have a fun game at
that's
the end of the show, a very well-prepared game. It's probably the best-prepared game we've ever had.
Best-prepared episode.
I was about to give us a lot of credit about how well we prepared for this episode, guys, and this, unlike any of our other ones, is definitely the best prepared episode we've ever had. Next segment, we're going to have a little bit of fun, too, with some tears, because we all cried for Chuck Berry. We're going to talk about movies that make us cry and all that nonsense. Social media is a big issue that we're about to get into. But first, I can't bury the lead anymore, guys. I've been burying my ding-a-ling. Cannot bury the lead anymore. we have to give away a ticket today.
Yay.
We have to give away a ticket today. And a
just
ticket
one
to
or
what?
Is it a pair?
Well, check this out. I'm actually giving away 1 3-day pass to the great So What Music Festival on the 24th, 25th, and 26th of March. That's this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Lots of great artists going to be around in Deep Elm and at Airhawk Stadium in Grand Prairie. So that's $125 value, guys. I'm not only giving away that. We're going to give away tickets to an April 22 second show at the Rail Club with the leader of the legend, Navajo, Forget Conformity, a band called Hazel. We're giving away 2 tickets to that and 2 tickets to Stand for Something Productions presents Revive or Die in Fort Worth at the Ridgely Theater. And those bands that are going to be there are Thorny.
Ooh, so great. So many. From Within, Forget Conformity, Triple SP, Vagabundos, The Jameson Fog, The Leader, The Legend, The Overheads, Cutthroat Conspiracy, Among the Ruin, Raiden, Reaper Crew, Rise Up, Socks, Propeller, and Moses Turgman.
That's not even mentioning Save Me San Diego, which is they actually he's on there on there. Lots of great bands. It's really a build up for the local scene. So guys, you only have a couple of things you have to do to get these tickets. You have to answer these five questions. Who doesn't have a Facebook? You'll find it out in just a moment. Which one of the people here on the show doesn't have a Facebook? You'll find that out. What movie made me positive C cry? Well, you'll find that out later. What was the third hashtag in the trend? Yeah, yeah. Ooh. You gotta listen to all the shows. See what I'm doing here, guys. Who won the game at the end of this show? At the end of the Boys Power Hour. If you know that, if you know all these answers, and if you know the two guests on a local lounge, which comes on right after the Boys Power Hour from 7 to 8. If you know those two guests, you answer all these questions and you comment on the Facebook post on the Boys Media Network, facebook.com/TheBoysMediaNetwork. You'll win all of those tickets. So. Get to listening, guys. This is about $165 value. Yours, just by listening. Just by listening. That's all you got to do. And you can listen to us complain about stuff, which, Thorny, you've had a complaint on social media. Actually, you complained to us. You didn't even complain about this on social media, but you would like to complain about this on social media. What do you got there?
It's just, it's become such a clown circus, man. Like, it's a mess now. You get on there, and it's just people whining about everything or throwing out their views on politics. Like, you can't find anything good anymore. Everybody's offended. Thank you. Either everybody's offended or they're looking to be offended, basically.
Right.
So it's become such a joke. There's nothing good about it anymore.
So you're saying that people on social media are either an instigator or victim. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing about articles, too. They look to offend people or find the offendees, and that's how they get attention now.
And I get that's that, sad. But that's just – it's do you not want more? Like, I want more from social media. Like, I want it to be used as the tool that it should be, not
– that's how it was in the beginning.
Marketing anymore.
You still can, right? I mean, you can use it that way.
But you're still flooded with so much crap.
Pay attention. I mean, there's got to be ways around this, guys. We have to. I mean, that is an issue of being flooded with garbage and crap, but there's got to be ways around. I find myself not
honestly, the only way is to filter your stuff. I mean, you got to, if
filter
you're going
to
have friends who complain all the time on social media, you got to delete them, unfollow them, or block them. And I hate to say it, but if you don't want that kind of negativity in your life, that's what you got to do. You got to remove it.
Get some preparation H for Facebook.
Did you remove anything, Cassie, from your social media life? Are you using this as an example from you?
Yeah. Totally cleaned up all my social media to bring more positivity in my life.
And did you get rid of anything?
I mean, I deleted everything.
So you're saying you don't have a Facebook?
I don't have any social media at all. The only thing I have is Twitter and Instagram now.
Okay. That's still social media.
And Snapchat.
Media.
But
That's still a lot of social media, actually.
I literally don't have that many friends on Snapchat. It's like 12 people. And then on Instagram, I mean, there are people I know. I don't even post anything on Instagram. I more so just look at other people's stuff. I much rather look at a picture than a post.
Well, see, the hard part for us is we also have to use it as a tool.
Yes.
We've got to use it as a marketing tool, and that makes it so much harder to get rid of because we have to have an audience to grab, and that's where you find your audience now.
Yeah.
Our audience is on social media. You can actually go to @TheBoysMedia on Twitter and go see all our audience there that tweets us. You can actually go. Does the local lounge have a Twitter?
We do not have a Twitter.
You need a Twitter.
They got a Facebook, though.
I got Facebook and YouTube.
Got the Wi-Fi.
I'm not too knowledgeable on Twitter because I kind of try to avoid it.
Great, we can share.
Don't blame you.
It's trash.
All right, share your Facebook, though, there.
Oh, yeah, just the local lounge.
Just the local lounge? / local lounge, none of that?
Yes, sir. Get us on YouTube, too.
Well, yeah, get on YouTube. Get on. Social media is awesome. We use it as a tool. We'll use it as a tool for the rest of our lives. I don't think it's going anywhere.
No, it's not.
No.
No?
It'll be here.
MySpace will make a comeback.
I mean, that's what I'm hoping for.
That's what I was going to say. I'm really hoping for a MySpace to come back because I really like the fact that you can customize the music in your whole page. I don't like Facebook because it's just blue and white. It's very depressing.
There was still the drama of being in the top 8 friends of your Facebook page.
I totally agree with that. There's
if you would like to be on our top 8, go to facebook.com/TheBoysMediaNetwork and tell us exactly why you should be in our top 8. When we come back, we're going to talk about movies that make us cry, and we're also going to cry over Chuck Berry dying. God rest his soul. We'll be back after this on The Boys Power Hour.
Rip in peace.
I want you, want me. I need Hello, Coach Gary inviting you to Sports Talk, Sunday night, 6 to 7. Join me with my new co-host, Warren Shore, the Whiz Kid. We'll do what we do best, talk sports. Join me, the Whiz Kid, and Ben every Sunday night, 6 to 7 on 1190, the station that knows talk.
Price Brashear learned the family lumber business from his father, who learned it from his father going back five generations. So as Price's bank, Legacy Texas learned the business too. Today, Price's company, Dakota Premium Hardwoods, is one of the nation's premier suppliers for the residential kitchen cabinetry and commercial millworks industries, with over 200 employees and close to $100 million in revenues. Price credits Legacy Texas and its willingness to understand his business on a deeper level for much of Dakota's current success, allowing them to take advantage of several new opportunities. Today, the company continues to add and expand to meet customer needs, and Price continues to credit Legacy Texas for consistently going above and beyond. So if you'd like a business partner that does what it takes to help build your business, come to Legacy Texas and define your legacy with a bank that measures its success by yours. Legacy Texas, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm David Bellman, inventor of the Aquasonic Wave Home Jewelry Cleaner. I know people cringe when they hear me say, "Get that nasty toilet seat off your finger." The truth is, all jewelry worn on the hands and wrists contains bacteria like E. coli and Salmonella at levels much greater than a public toilet seat, bacteria that spreads to nearly everything that you touch. In fact, 1 in 6 people get food poisoning every year. And seriously, that's not right. Do what thousands of people across America have done and purchase my Aquasonic Wave Jewelry Cleaner. Harness the cleaning power of your dishwasher and make your jewelry look fresh and clean like the day it was purchased. And at the same time, remove 99% of all harmful bacteria. So get that nasty toilet seat off your finger and clean it with the Aquasonic Wave Jewelry Cleaner today.
Order now at aquasonicwave.com and click on the red iHeartRadio button to receive free shipping and an extra 6-week supply of antibacterial hydrogel. The Aquasonic Wave is the world's best jewelry cleaner. Order now at aquasonicwave.com and press the red iHeartRadio button.
Hey, good evening. From the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer Weather Center, I'm William Shotwell with a look at your DFW forecast. Looks like we're going to be in for a pretty great couple of days. Tonight, partly cloudy skies and a low around 64. Then tomorrow, partly cloudy skies and a high around 85. This report's brought to you by Target.
This week at Target, get a free $5 gift card when you spend $20 on beauty and personal care. Find everything you need to stock up and save at Target. Pricing may vary. Restrictions may apply.
You're killing me, Smalls.
All aboard!
Welcome back to Talk Radio 1190, here with the boys. Now it is time for something completely new, really, with your host, Positive C.
But it's not different.
Yeah, right, it's just what we're calling this now. Something completely new.
Well, yeah. It's not sports right now, right. So we never cut a segment.
It is whatever we want it to be. Today we're actually going to talk about crying. Aww. And it really fits because Chuck Berry died. And if you haven't heard, I guess we'll lead every segment with this off. Chuck Berry, the guitar legend, died today at age 90. So all prayers to the Berry family and all the strawberries and blackberries and blueberries.
Cranberries.
Yeah,
dragonberries.
Yeah, or dragonberries. Yeah, that
was
also
a thing.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, all the berries.
Snowsberries taste like snowsberries.
But we're going to talk about movies now that make you cry in a very cinematic. It's the boys' power hour today. Because I went over the last week and I saw the movie Logan.
You did?
And yeah, I saw it and it was really, really good. And I'm not a movie crier. I'm not one of those people who has a long list of movies that make them tear up. I teared up twice and cried as I left the theater.
Oh,
like,
man.
There were really, really big emotional parts. So it made me kind of think about what movies actually made me do that anyway to begin with, and also just movies in general that make you cry. Like, what are some of the movies that have brought that tearful emotion out of you that you can remember? And do you do it often is the other question.
So for me, the first time I cried at a movie, like, I literally bawled my eyes out to where my dad had to carry me out of the theater. I was crying so hard. Was the movie Selena, because she was actually an artist that I really enjoyed listening to, and I grew up singing her songs. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know she died. That's how I found out, was watching the movie.
Oh,
my parents didn't tell me. They didn't have the heart to tell me, and they thought when I had seen the movie, I had known, and I didn't. And I was like, I just lost I just lost it.
So there was no, mija, Salinas is dead.
No.
So you just find out watching Jennifer Lopez die, like, oh no, that's how that whole thing ended.
They just forgot to tell me. Uh-huh. Yeah, and then let me see. And pretty much I cry at the end of every single tear-jerking movie there is now. Yeah. Now that I've had a kid. Before, it took me forever to cry. And then ever since I've had little, everything makes me cry. It's sad.
Oh, God, it took the emotions out of you. Zach, do you have any cry movies? Are you a movie crier?
Yes. There's been a couple movies, but the
Debbie
one...
Debbie Does Dallas?
Debbie Does Dallas. I've never seen that, actually.
Oh, man, it's a tearjerker.
But this still makes me tear up, but Pokemon the first movie, when Ash is turned to stone and
one.
Pikachu's yeah. starting to go, Pika Pee.
Oh, the stone. You're making me cry right now.
Oh my gosh, I'm getting teary-eyed thinking about that.
The feels are strong in that.
But that movie teaches you if you cry, it brings people back to life.
Oh, wow.
So it's lying.
I know it is lying.
No, it's not lying.
James Thornicust.
Oh, man. Click. Oh, I cried. Oh,
yeah. I've heard that's a really depressing end of a movie.
Yeah, man. Makes you think about your dad passing on and all the knowledge you're not going to get from him.
Wow.
Well, that you don't expect to cry in an Adam Sandler movie.
Right. No, right? No.
Well, nowadays, I expect to cry in an Adam Sandler movie for how bad it is.
Not because it's good. Because
Big Daddy started the crying for Adam Sandler.
Big Daddy
when they take
good.
The kid, man, like you're like,
oh,
that poor kid.
Yes.
Toy Story 3 as well. Okay. I think I teared up in that one.
I thought they were all going to die in that movie.
Right? I thought that was the end. I was like, oh, this is a great ending. We'll never see him again, but it's so sad. And then they survive.
Does the Violator cry at movies?
I won't lie. I kind of cry during some chick flicks.
Okay. Okay, what chick flicks?
Okay, so which one?
We're going to talk about the best or the most emotional or tear-jerky movies. What's the tearful chick flick that gets you?
All of them.
So if we say The Notebook...
10 Things I Hate About You.
The Fault in Our Stars. Did you see that bad boy?
Oh, hell no.
No, I didn't.
Fault in Our Stars. That's a good one.
No, but even Silver Linings Playbook, I cried in that one because it was beautiful.
Really? Okay,
but also Jennifer Lawrence was in it, too.
I know.
But
it was a psychological thriller. Wasn't she a ghost?
No.
I guess worse.
No, she was just a nutcase.
Oh, okay.
Weren't they all crazy?
I thought he was imagining her.
Most likely.
The entire
no,
time.
No, she wasn't, he wasn't imagining her.
And his mom.
No, but an actual.
Donnie Darko.
No, that's where he time travels.
Oh, yeah.
Through the spectral.
You seriously have a completely
phalange.
Different movie in mind.
I cried during the arc.
All right, so one real movie that I actually watched was Of Mice and Men at the very end.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Mice and Men,
when Lenny gets, killed.
Shot in the head.
Like, yeah, that was sad. That killed me.
For all you 13-year-olds out there in school right now.
Right.
We just ruined the book.
Yeah. We just ruined the book. Are they still making those kids read that in school? Because that was intense.
Probably.
I
look at the rabbits.
I cried at Logan. Rabbits. There were very, like, it's not, okay, so everyone cries at the end, or they say they cry at the end, and I didn't really, cry because of what happened. I more cried because of the journey at the end. It kind of made me tear up. But there were two parts in the movie that literally just, not to deal with any comic book thing at all, just great storytelling and great emotion in the movie that made me tear up. And I was like, man, that's really driving home emotional things and emotional feelings that I didn't even know I had. And then Field of Dreams. At the very end, whenever Kevin Costner plays Ketz with the ghost of his dead dad.
For the first time ever.
And basically, they're like, hey, do you want to do anything? He's like, hey, Dad, can I play some catch? And you hear this crack in his voice it's like, oh man. And he just throwing a ball. It's really simple. That got me good.
You're going to make me cry right now.
I'm thinking about it almost tearing
another
up.
Another great baseball movie that'll make you cry. Mm. The Last Home Run.
I've never heard about that.
Oh, it was super indie, but man, it is good. It'll make you cry.
You know one movie I'm never going to watch because I know it will make me cry?
Why?
It's that one came out a couple months ago, A Dog's Purpose, about the dog.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
Four dogs' deaths in one movie? No.
I can't watch
it was
watch
nothing
animals.
Marley and me,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, okay.
I can't
that strikes at home for me. I cried throughout that
Homeward
whole
Bound.
Movie.
Let's get on that right now. I want to talk about the best emotional movies. What movies do you remember that maybe you've seen, you've heard about, that you know, like Zach said, that A Dog's Purpose was going to make him cry? He won't even watch this movie because of probably. What movies are like that? Marley and Me is like that for me. I won't watch I don't watch animal movies at all.
If it's focused on a dog, you know how it's going to end.
Yeah. Old Yeller did that for everybody.
Oh, yeah, and then between the between the red thorns.
Where the red
fern grows.
Yes,
oh
thank
my
you.
God. If that, the book was written in 1940, it's going to make me cry. Again.
Yeah. That made me cry for sure. Romeo and Juliet made me cry.
Why?
Because
it's a comedy.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
It's kind of it's not a comedy comedy.
It's totally
a
comedy.
Until the end.
Then it's serious. No.
It's a comedy of errors.
They're killing each other. Yeah, they killed themselves to be together. That
exactly.
is sad.
It's like, hey, look how young, 16, dumb love they? Looks. They're
it's
so stupid they kill each other and they knew each other for a week.
I know that. I know, but still it's sad, okay?
What about some others, guys?
Romeo and Juliet's one of the greatest comedies of all time.
Death is still a sad story. I'm going to say The Best of Me. It's a Nicholas
Sparks. So basically
film.
Anything Nicholas Sparks. That's what I actually asked somebody this earlier. Nicholas
Sparks. Oh, my
gosh.
It was so good. I did not cry up until the last 2 minutes of the movie. I did so good, and they got me. They got me.
The Matrix.
Man.
I cried in The Matrix.
Matrix 3.
I actually cried watching John Wick, the first one.
I was kidding.
When the dog died. You know what I'm talking about? The guys bust into his house and they rob him, and in the process.
But then he goes on a rampage.
Right?
They kill his dog, and I just lost it.
So we all cry for dog death.
We call for dogs, yes. Cry for dogs.
But his wife died too. I was already sad at the beginning of this movie, okay?
Okay, so speaking of wives dying, that movie with Keanu Reeves and the woman that's supposed to die like a week in November or something like that.
I have no idea.
Walk to Remember, I think, is what it's called. Yeah, that movie's stupid
that
and
was
cryful.
The old
Mandy
singer,
Moore.
Mandy
yeah,
Moore
Mandy Moore.
And
I think
some
she
other
dies
guy.
Too. Yeah.
That wasn't Keanu Reeves, no. was it?
She's in he's in a movie where this woman dies.
Steel Magnolias?
That's another one you're supposed to cry.
I thought that was Tom Cruise.
Yeah, maybe.
The Sandra Bullock movie where her husband dies.
Pretty
and
in
then
Pink.
And then it the timeline jumps around, so one day she wakes up, it's Friday, and then she goes to bed and wakes up, and there's Monday.
Oh, Groundhog's Day.
It could happen to you. I think it's called It Could Happen to You.
Let's not forget the one movie that makes you cry in the first 5 minutes, though. Mm. Can you think of it?
Deadpool.
The Lion King.
No. No. Up.
First 2 minutes.
Up does. It grabs you and wrenches
that
heart.
I've never had a movie make me cry in the first 5 minutes.
Lion King was a good mention, though.
Lion King
was a sad one.
That is a sad one. It makes you realize a lot, though. That's one of the first movies to show you can't trust family.
Are there any movies that make you cry out of happiness, though?
Oh, The Pursuit of Happiness.
Ooh.
The Pursuit of Happiness with Will Smith.
I haven't seen it.
That made me do both. I totally cried out of sadness and happiness.
Yeah, you do feel for that whole entire journey. And then at the end, when the good thing happens, at the end of all this crap, you cry more. You're I'm crying. And now Will Smith has a job. Spoiler alert, it's been out for a long time.
Yeah. Well, it's A Wonderful Life.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
Everything's awful the entire time, and then at the very end, it has that one happy ending that makes you cry.
Now, what about crying for sadness, crying for happiness? What about crying because of anger? Because of anger about how everything happened?
Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump is one of those. Yeah, Ginny will make you tear
cry.
Up. John Q makes me cry.
Waterboy.
With Denzel Washington, he's trying to get his kid saved, so he holds up the hospital.
Yes.
Mm.
That movie is absolutely heart-wrenching. He's holding up a hospital and holding these guys hostage because he's trying to save his son. And it's Denzel Washington doing Denzel Washington things.
Yeah, I could see that being
It's a good movie.
What did you say, Cass?
I was saying that I just forgot now.
You said
Waterboy.
Gosh.
Waterboy. Thank you. I actually cried because I get angry when I watch the movie because of the way his mother treats him.
Okay.
His mother's an awful person.
It's abuse. Mm-hmm. You see it and you're like, oh my gosh, this is emotional and physical abuse. You feel bad for him.
It happens.
It does happen. We happen to be moving right along. Up next is the trend where Jim the Brain Box Thornquist will be leading us along and finding some cool hashtags. What hashtag do you have for us leading off?
Oh, you want to know the first one right now?
Yeah.
It's hashtag the real pop secret.
Ooh. Find out what that is and find out more information to win a 3-day pass to So What Music Festival coming back up on this Boys
Music
Power
Festival.
Hour on Talk Radio 1190, Dallas' Fort Worth place to talk. I guess I didn't know.
So this is how it feels to suffer.
Crime. Misery. Fear. And chaos.
Disperse immediately. This is no longer a peaceful protest. When you try to
shows us that angels of chaos visit this planet from time to time and leave their mark on history.
Cut through the chaos tonight at 10. Ground Zero on Talk Radio 1190.
Small business owners, here's a thought. Just about half of all consumers are listening to AM/FM radio right before walking into a store. So the last thing they hear on iHeartRadio could be a commercial for your small business right before they reach for their wallets. Call 844-BUY-RADIO and advertise on iHeartRadio.
It's a new year, so how's it looking? Are you set for more money and a better life in 2017? Or will you just go through 12 more months in the same old rut with the same old results? Now, if you're feeling stuck, check out My Computer Career, the IT school where you can start your new life as an information technology pro in as little as 3 months, even with no IT experience. Attend classes on campus in Dallas, Arlington, or live online to get the skills and certifications you'll need to start your new career. Plus, they'll help you get hired and advance with Lifetime Career Services. Lifetime. Now, if you're thinking, is this for real? Check it out. My Computer Career helped over 1,000 students start new IT jobs nationally last year. You can join them. Just go to mycomputercareer.edu, take the free career evaluation. And by the way, financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start soon, so make new year, new career your resolution and take the free career evaluation today at mycomputercareer.edu. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
If you spend nights waking up to go to the bathroom, can't sit through an entire movie, or just have trouble peeing, you could be suffering from an enlarged prostate. If you're like 50% of adult males, it's frustrating to deal with the urgency, weak stream, or discomfort of urination. And then there's that diminished sex drive. But here's the good news. Now there's a major breakthrough to help get this under control. It's Prozvent, a doctor-formulated blend of natural, high-quality herbs and nutrients specifically designed to promote the overall health of your prostate. And it's guaranteed to provide relief within 30 days with no harmful side effects. Call 800-685-8526 to get a free bottle of Prozvent with your order. Or go to yourfreebottle.com and enter iHeart at checkout. Order today and also get a free bottle of Ultimax, the male enhancement formula for sexual vitality. Just call 800-685-8526 or go to yourfreebottle.com. Take back control with Prozvent.
For more information about contests on this station, go to kfxr.com/rules.
Hey, good evening. From the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer Weather Center, I'm William Shotwell with a look at your DFW forecast. Looks like we're going to be in for a pretty great couple of days. Tonight, partly cloudy skies and a low around 64. Then tomorrow, partly cloudy skies and a high around 85. This report's brought to you by Target.
This week at Target, get a free $5 gift card when you spend $20 on beauty and personal care. Find everything you need to stock up and save at Target. Pricing may vary. Restrictions may apply.
The bitch came back the very next day. Oh, the bitch came back. Thought she was a goner, but the bitch came back. She couldn't stay away. Don't you know the bitch came back?
This is Talk Radio 1190, and you have us, the boys. Coming up now is The Trend with your host, Thornquist.
Wow, you're out of practice.
Hey.
One vacation.
Hey.
Awesome. Yes, it is. It is the time for The Trend, guys, and special treat this week. Positive C is barely going to die on us here in a second.
Okay, first off, no one told me until, like, right when the song came on what I was doing.
It happens, you know.
I was unprepared.
Okay, guys, so as we let off with the first hashtag today, and you guys know what we're doing here, right? We create hashtags, we give you a little bit of news behind them, and then we answer questions that have nothing to do with those hashtags. The first one that we let off with was hashtag the real pop secret.
Pop, pop, pop.
Our favorite counselor and dingbat, Kellyanne Conway, raised eyebrows and alarms this past week when she mentioned microwaves, ovens, as a potential tool for surveillance and spying. This was the best joke all week until people realized that the Amazon Echo is always on and hooked to your Wi-Fi. Question: if the CIA could hack any of your appliances, which one would they get the most information from?
Oh, Lord.
I know.
I've already got mine.
What do you got there?
Yeah, we'll see later.
My washing machine, because they would know I never use it.
He's been laundry in 3 months. He's a spy. He just buys new clothes all the time. Right. Where's his disposable
Russia income? Buys them for me, man.
I'm not surprised on that one, actually.
Oh, man.
I would say my car, because I'm in my car a lot.
Ooh.
My car keys, especially, because if I'm not in my car, I have my car keys either in my hand or in my pocket. You would pick up every conversation I have.
Oh, man. That'd be weird.
My car keys are sitting right next to me.
I'm so glad they don't have electronics and water pipes. Just because I think that would probably get me in some trouble if they had electronics and water pipes.
That all you know blood. Of.
That I know of, yeah.
All that blood down the drain.
Yeah, anyway. And okay, so besides that, I guess my PS3. And it's not like I'm a big gamer, but I'm a big-time believer in the DVD. Yeah. And I only have that as a DVD player. So I have DVDs, and I watch DVDs. And so, yeah, my PS3 would definitely give some information on there. I don't have, like, any of those kind of DVDs.
This guy's watching Freakazoid for the 50th time.
The same DVDs. Only two seasons of that. Why is he still watching it? We need to arrest him.
What do you got, Zach?
Does browser history count as an appliance?
Well, I mean, they can. Yeah, you're.
They've been looking at that. For years,
yeah, so they've got that.
You're already screwed, bro.
Say, so Homeland's already on you.
Yeah.
Oh goodness. I just have to say, yeah, mine would be the refrigerator probably. Just like the only thing that actually stays running in my house. It seems like.
Are you one of those people who open the fridge and just stare at it?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like, I look how empty it is and go, oh, I'm going to go get something to eat.
Yeah. I've developed a case where I don't even open my fridge anymore because I know how empty it's going to be. And I get surprised when stuff's in there. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. I didn't put that in there.
So are you like, oh, like sober you's like, oh, hey, look what not sober me got me.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's
this
totally
is a lovely surprise.
Bagel bites.
That's
Wait, I have three beers in here I didn't know about?
Right. Yeah.
What?
How is this happening?
Okay, guys, moving right along. Hashtag give them the boot.
Boom.
Hasbro, the company that has torn families apart for generations with its hit game Monopoly, is removing three iconic game pieces in exchange for three more modern ones. Say goodbye to the boot, the wheelbarrow, and the thimble, and start falling in love with the penguin, the rubber ducky, and the T-Rex.
Are you sure a T-Rex is modern?
That's kind of why I made the joke, because it's so far from modern. And rubber duckies don't really exist anymore either. And
yes,
penguins are almost
I
extinct.
Have one.
Okay, so the question.
I was going to say, there's
what
lots of rubber duckies.
What was your favorite board game to play while growing up in the 1960s?
I get your joke. I know I didn't grow up in the 60s, but I understand the joke. I'm still going to say a 1990s board game, though, most likely. Yeah. Well, anyway, it's Trivial Pursuit.
Trivial, you like
I love, because I rule.
Because you learn while you're doing it, too.
I destroy people at Trivial Pursuit. Like, I am, like, that. My vast knowledge of absolutely nothing really comes in handy with Trivial Pursuit.
You should go to bar trivia some night.
I've actually thought about, okay, let's do as a boys trivia night at a bar. Wanted to do that for a while. Let's get that set up.
I'm down.
Okay.
Invite
for
all
tickets,
the listeners out,
call
too.
In now.
Great,
for
great.
Tickets, there are no tickets for that.
But there's tickets to So What? A 3-day? Festivals that you can win if you answer some questions later.
Cassie, yes. What board game you've been playing all your life?
Oh, okay. So I actually looked up some of the game boards that I like that I played in the 90s, and a lot of them were actually invented in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
So there was Candyland.
Yeah.
Good one.
What is it called?
That's my favorite strip.
Money Race. Mouse Money. Money Mouse.
Mouse Trap.
Yeah, thank you.
What?
It's kind of like Monopoly, but with mice and homes. I don't know.
Mice and Rome. Okay.
Shoots and Ladders and Checkers. Connect Four is also a 60s.
Man, you're just taking them all now.
I'm sorry.
Zachary,
okay.
You got any favorite games from growing up?
Definitely Monopoly, because I was a troll on the internet for a long time. Ugh. And that's the perfect game to troll people.
It really is.
Because you
it
take really over is. And you get people flipping boards.
I told you, it tears families apart.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
Sounds like what Donald Trump's trying to do right now.
Oh, man. Have a Monopoly or destroy the world.
Both.
Just flip the board.
Violator, what about you? What have you been playing since you were a wee tot?
Well, Cassie mentioned all of mine already, but I have one that I don't think any of y'all thought of. Y'all know Hi-Ho Cheerio?
Oh, God.
No, yes. I actually don't know that.
Oh, tree, and you need to take cherries out of the tree,
wow.
But put them back in.
That sounds super white.
First person to fill their basket
won. White.
That sounds very white.
It was definitely made in the 1820s.
Like, or Spill the Beans, one of those two.
Oh, Spill the Beans.
Oh, not like the monkey game, Barrel of Monkeys?
No, you pick off beans off this little. Okay, the way it works.
Over.
Yeah, it tips. If you pull the wrong one, it'll tip it over in one direction or the other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you put them on there. I can't remember which one.
I know what you're talking about. I've seen it. I've never played it. Whatever. There is one game, though. Ants in the Pants.
Yeah, I forgot about that one.
Sounds like crabs.
Candyland.
I always liked Guess Who. I thought that was one of the greatest detective games of all time.
Yes, that is actually a really, really good game. Hey, did you like the movie Guess Who?
There was a movie called Guess Who?
I'm thinking of Clue.
I was going to say, you're thinking of Clue.
Clue was a great game and a great movie. Yes. Tim Curry, man. That guy.
That guy.
Ooh, I'm just a sweet transvestite. Wrong movie.
Yeah. But it still works. It still works.
We gotta
it was around
that.
The same time,
okay,
I think.
Okay.
We might have to save that drop.
Oh, my gosh.
Moving right along. Hashtag the Beast is back. Beauty and the Beast hit box offices yesterday.
Yay.
And it already expects to hit $165 million in sales in its first weekend.
I'm about to go on a date with a girl who I met on ChristianMingle.com who saw Beauty and the Beast today. She's going to cry.
What was the budget?
I'm so excited.
That's the thing. That's only $5 million more than what it cost to make it. So it cost them $160 million to make it. And they're
expecting
they already beat it in a day.
Wow.
That's amazing. Good for them. I'm so excited. I haven't seen this movie, so no one's
maybe it'll replace Avatar.
You know, right? Well, thank God that little company Disney is, you know, making some movies that are really going to put it up above, you know. I'm really glad that that struggling Disney company is.
Wait. You mean they're recreating movies that they've already made?
Yes.
Off of recreations that were already recreated.
Okay.
Yes.
The question, who was your favorite Disney princess and why?
Belle.
And why?
Because everyone made fun of her in the town, and they were like, she's so weird and different from all of us.
Because she reads books.
Yeah, because she reads books and she's smart. Okay, well, I'm not that smart, but I do read a lot of books. And I totally related to that when I was a little girl at that time because I had a very troubling social life. If that makes sense.
I think we all had troubling social lives.
I was socially awkward. I literally had no friends up until I was like 10 or 11 years old.
Aww.
Well, you got us now.
So,
you know,
I know. I love you guys.
10 years later.
Zach, what are you thinking? Who's your favorite Disney princess?
Al from Hercules. Voiced by Danny DeVito.
I like that. That's a good one.
Wait, say that again?
You like the
Al from, yes, I love the goat man. He's my
I thought you were going to say Megara. Like, I thought for some reason I was thinking Megara.
I was thinking Megara, but I was like, Danny DeVito is the elf. Yeah, it's got to be him.
That's
your princess. That's your princess?
Yes.
Yeah. I think it counts. It's Disney. Doesn't matter.
Okay, why?
Because Danny DeVito's my god.
It was just Danny DeVito?
Yes.
Danny DeVito's his princess.
Yes, be my princess.
Herc, you got to get in there and beat him up.
That's a horrible Danny DeVito. Violator, what are you thinking?
Dude, I'm Jasmine all the way.
Jasmine, why?
Why? She's exotic and hot. What else do you have to say?
Would you show her a whole new world?
I would show her two whole new worlds.
Oh, wow.
I'm not sure where that innuendo went.
You know what? You know what? She does own a tiger. Raja is pretty awesome.
And she can't go outside.
She can't leave the walls.
Her dad doesn't care.
No, obviously not. I'll just fight off Aladdin. I know he has a genie.
Positive. See, you're over there kind of starstruck. By the way.
I am, because just to give her two new worlds really just threw me completely off. She is kind of the main character and a princess. I like me redheads, so definitely Ariel.
Really?
Yeah. And when she gets her legs, and then she goes, I can't
tell
what
talk.
I like. What
you don't
I
want
like
woman
better.
To talk back to you.
I like legs and no words. That's basically what I need. So hey,
Ariel doesn't have legs.
Hey, are you silent and leggy?
Ariel
doesn't have legs except for the second half of the movie.
That's what I'm saying. Once you get your legs.
Yeah, and then she has her voice.
He doesn't want a woman that's going to talk back, but he can still touch your legs.
Though. We only have a couple of minutes, so I want to throw this out there before we, you know, get moving on to the last part and Zach leaves. Would you do things with a mermaid who had a fish top and a person bottom, or a person top and fish bottom?
Person top, fish bottom.
Person top, fish bottom. Cassie?
Oh, person top. Fish bottom.
Just imagine
Violator?
A fish part.
Yeah, because I've seen that episode in Futurama.
How do you kiss a fish face?
You don't. It kisses you.
Yeah, you put your whole head in the mouth.
Yeah, I would
assume,
you know,
it's the way you kiss a dog. Kiss them on the cheek and then let them lick your face.
I'm so glad this question's got an answer right now. We'll be back with his voice power hour right after this, and we're going to play a game. Yeah, have you ever seen it? We're going to find out if you've seen it and have some more fun with everybody who's going to have a good time. We love you guys. Talk Radio 1190 Dallas, Fort Worth, place to talk. We'll be right back with his voice media takeover
after this.
local music in North Texas has a voice, and you can hear it Saturday nights on The Local Lounge. Join me, your host, Zach Killian, as I bring in musicians, directors, and local talent as they discuss humble beginnings, rock star moments, and how to make it in today's local music scene. It's The Local Lounge, Saturday nights from 7 to 7:30, only on Talk Radio 1190.
HelloFresh delivers recipes and ingredients for a home-cooked meal in around 30 minutes. Like this recipe. Start with a working couple. Add two demanding jobs. Mix all too well. Receive HelloFresh delivery. Trim off temptation to order pizza. Follow step-by-step recipe until, holy ravioli, you can add mushroom ravioli gratin to your resumes. Fist bump and enjoy. Delicious ingredients you'll love to eat. Simple recipes you'll live to cook. HelloFresh. Get cooking. Get $20 off your first delivery plus free shipping at HelloFresh.com/radio.
Hi, I'm David Bellman, inventor of the Aquasonic Wave Home Jewelry Cleaner. I know people cringe when they hear me say, get that nasty toilet seat off your finger. The truth is, all jewelry worn on the hands and wrists contains bacteria like E. coli and Salmonella at levels much greater than a public toilet seat. Bacteria that spreads to nearly everything that you touch. In fact, 1 in 6 people get food poisoning every year. And seriously, that's not right. Do what thousands of people across America have done and purchase my Aquasonic Wave Jewelry Cleaner. Harness the cleaning power of your dishwasher and make your jewelry look fresh and clean like the day it was purchased. And at the same time, remove 99% of all harmful bacteria. So get that nasty toilet seat off your finger and clean it with the Aquasonic Wave Jewelry Cleaner today.
Order now at aquasonicwave.com and click on the red iHeartRadio button to receive free shipping and an extra 6-week supply of antibacterial hydrogel. The Aquasonic Wave is the world's best jewelry cleaner. Order now at aquasonicwave.com and press the red iHeartRadio button.
Attention men over 50. Waking up throughout the night just to take a pee? Can't sit through a movie without having to drain the lizard? Having trouble urinating or even dealing with a diminished sex drive? If this sounds like you, you might be suffering from an enlarged prostate. But now there's a simple solution enjoyed by millions of men. It's Prosvent, a top-rated prostate formula created specifically to promote the health of your prostate. And you'll need a healthy prostate to be able to take a leak on your terms. Prosvent guarantees improvement in just 30 days. And to prove it, they're giving away a free bottle to the first 100 people who order right now. That's right, a free bottle of Prosvent with the first 100 orders. Once you try it, you'll love it. And if you don't, you owe nothing more. So, come on. Call 800-961-3999 now or go to yourfreebottle.com and enter iHeart at checkout. You heard me? 800-961-3999 or go to yourfreebottle.com.
Hey, good evening. From the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer Weather Center, I'm William Shotwell with a look at your DFW forecast. Looks like we're going to be in for a pretty great couple of days. Tonight, partly cloudy skies and a low around 64. Then tomorrow, partly cloudy skies and a high around 85. This report's brought to you by Target.
This week at Target, get a free $5 gift card when you spend $20 on beauty and personal care. Find everything you need to stock up and save at Target. Pricing may vary. Restrictions may apply.
And now for something completely different.
And now, something completely different with your host, Positive C!
Oh yeah, thank you for tuning in to Talk Radio 1190. We are the Boys Power Hour, and now it's time for something completely different. Tonight, it's my turn to take the reins, and we haven't played a game in a long time, and we haven't heard Triple H's theme in a long time, so that means it's time to play a freaking game. The game today is going to be called Seen It. And no, it's not the game like the board game Seen It, where you gotta, like, you know, look at the TV and play a board game at the same time, which is stupid. Don't do that. No.
That's 1990s board games.
That is 1990 board games. Yes, multimedia board games. No, Weird is the Boys Multimedia Network on your radio right now, so we have to do something with audio. We're going to have that. So here's how this game is going to roll, guys. I was going to call this game 86 It because it was going to start in the year 1986 and go all the way to 2016.
We did 86 in the past.
Yeah. That's why I had to change the name. But here's what I'm going to do. Starting from 1986, we have every 2 years, I have the top three movies according to IBDM. These aren't the top grossing movies. These are the most popular movies from all these years, right? Got three of them per year, according to IBDM. I'm going to do either...
IMDb?
Yeah, whatever it is.
I was about to ask, what does that actually mean? Is that an acronym?
Internet Movie Database.
Oh, I was hoping nobody knew, so I could say I didn't know either.
Yeah, I didn't know either. Well, so I'm going to do either give you guys some hints, maybe act out a little bit, try to not give it away too fast, and you have to buzz in. It's going to be rapid fire and quick.
Awesome.
So you have to buzz in. What's your buzzers, guys?
Howdy.
Howdy for the thorny.
Burp.
Burp. For Cassie.
Good luck making that sound every time.
Right. I'm going to do it pretty quick.
Do it again.
That'll
I like
work.
That one better.
I like that. Do that one the entire time. And in Violator?
Eh?
Eh? All right, here we go, guys. Rapid fire. This is 1986. We'll start with this one. It's movie star Charlie Sheen, William Dafoe. It's about war. It had Corbin Burnson in it. My God, they... You guys don't know about this movie? He's sitting there, and he's getting there. Oh, my God, I'm being shot. This sucks, being shot in
Howdy.
War.
Hot Shots?
No.
I have no idea.
Platoon.
I feel like I know this one.
Gone. All right.
We lose.
Thought that All was right. Martin Sheen.
All right, Mike, this movie came out in 1986, and that's not a knife. That's a knife.
Crocodile Dundee?
Crocodile Dundee. That is a 1 point for Zach. Keep up with your own points, please. Zach gets 1 point. 1986. This movie, 1986. Tom Cruise has a need for speed.
Eh? Howdy.
Violator.
That is... Oh, I forgot the name.
Five.
Howdy.
Four.
Top Gun.
Top Gun.
Dang, I knew it.
And I missed it.
And Will gets negative 1 points for guessing and not having the answer.
I knew the answer. I just couldn't bring it to my head.
Well, that's why you get negative 1 point. 1988.
Damn.
Here we go, guys. My name is Hakim. I have come here from...
Howdy. Something coming to America.
Ah, no. Thorny gets another one. A good one right there. All right. 1988. This movie has Bob Hoskins. It's one of the groundbreaking movies of all time. Let's see. They play Patty Cake in this movie.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Zach Killian gets a point for Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Scary.
All right, this movie, definitely a good movie. Definitely a good movie. One of the best movies ever. Definitely talked about it earlier. Definitely good. Definitely good. Has Dustin Hoffman. Definitely Dustin Hoffman. Definitely Tom Cruise. Definitely.
Oh, howdy, Rain Man.
Rain Man, Thornquist, bam.
That's right, we
Rain
did
Man.
Talk about that
All right.
it's getting tight.
1990. Here we go. This movie got remade, and it's called Avatar. I know that's a bad hint, but I just wanted to say this. It also won an Academy Award for Best Picture. It's probably one of the few movies that Kevin Costner directed that was actually any good. It's got Indians.
Howdy, Dancing with Wolves.
Dead Thorny is on fire. Dances
Isn't it
with
dances
wolves.
With wolves? It,
dancing, dances. Dancing. All right. This next movie should teach you to.
He's the judge.
This next movie teaches you about pottery, how to do pottery.
Howdy, it's got, Ghost.
Oh, my God. Thorny is on fire.
He's killing it.
Okay. This next movie, 1990, most popular movie, 1990. Oh!
Home Alone.
Cassie's on the board.
Finally.
One. All right, here we go. 1992. Third most popular movie. This movie starts Clint Eastwood. This movie is great. It's one of the few Westerns I'll actually ever freaking watch. It's really dark and gloomy. He shoots people.
There's so many right now.
Morgan Freeman is in this movie, and it's so awesome. Give
Howdy,
up five.
The good, the bad, the ugly?
Terrible. That is from the 60s.
Okay.
3, 2, 1. The Unforgiven, guys. Best picture. Ooh. You guys need to see this movie. Okay. Next movie. 1992. This movie saw, I can't remember her name, not Michelle Pfeiffer, but Sharon Stone uncrossed her legs in this movie and showed her little hoo-ha and totally changed movie making forever.
Howdy, Cruel Intentions?
No, that's terrible.
Yeah, it's like 98, isn't it?
This movie got a sequel. It's so got Michael Douglas in it. It's got Wayne Knight. It's got Newman in it. Basic Instinct. You guys lost that one, too. 1992. Apparently, you guys didn't pay attention to movies in 1992.
Nope.
This movie is Quentin Tarantino's very first major film. It's got a great Mexican...
Pulp Fiction.
Wrong. It's got a great Mexican standoff at the end.
Oh. Howdy, Desperado.
Wrong. No. Bad.
That's Zach. The other guy.
Reservoir Dogs?
He is right. There Moving on. Damn Zach gets the point. 1994. This movie Violator just mentioned.
Eh? Pulp Fiction?
Violator gets the point.
That puts him at zero or one?
Yeah, he puts him at one. All right. Okay. This next movie, 19.
No, I thought that put me at zero because that was negative one.
Well, now it puts you at zero because you just mentioned it. All right, so this next movie had a lot of
Howdy,
this.
Howdy, Forrest Gump.
Yeah, oh, Thorny is on freaking fire.
Well, you did
fire.
The voice on that one.
Yeah, there we go. All right, so this next movie is a movie I never want to see, but everyone tells me I should see it.
Avatar.
No, it's 1994.
94, you 1994,
I never want to see this movie. It's supposedly great. Everyone says this movie is the most amazing movie ever.
I know you've told me this one.
It's got the greatness of Morgan Freeman is talking throughout this whole movie. Morgan, I knew the man I'm talking about in this whole movie because we were both in prison together. I think. No. Yeah, Zach.
Shawshank Redemption.
Shawshank Redemption. All right, nice. This is fun. I love this game. Moving right along. 1996. This movie had Will Smith and Jeff Goldblum.
Howdy, Independence Day.
Yeah, bam, there we go. All right, the guy in this movie just died. It's about a tornado.
Howdy, Twister.
Who wants that one? Wait, who's that. The one who died?
Bill Paxton.
Yeah, you got it. Thorny gets it. All right, 1996. This last movie in 1996 has a lot of heroin in it, and they drop heroin in the toilet, and they have to fish it out.
Trainspotting?
Trainspotting. Ooh. Zach is
awesome.
I was
going to say Fear and Loathing, but
1998. This movie's got a curb stomp in it.
Howdy.
No.
Bert, History X.
American History X. That is casting for that one.
Good steal in that case.
All right, if I want to watch this movie, I should probably have a black Russian laying on a rug.
What?
Oh
my God, a black Russian laying on a rug. Or a white Russian. It's a white Russian. He drinks white Russians.
Oh, howdy, Big Lebowski.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh,
all right. 1998.
Never seen it either.
Vin Diesel makes a very underrated appearance in this movie. Probably one of his first appearances ever in a movie. And he dies, and it's sad. Movie about World War II. Steven Spielberg directed it. It's got one of the greatest opening scenes of all time.
The Black Hawk Down?
No.
I'm drawing a blank here.
One of the most violent movie scenes of all time. Anybody?
Oh. Saving Private Ryan.
Boom, Zach,
okay.
Got it.
Nicely done.
The year 2000.
Yes, finally.
The year 2000.
This movie has Brad Pitt speaking in a language you can barely understand.
He's
a bare knuckle boxer.
No, I know this.
Oh. Think of it. No. All right. He's a pikey.
Fight Club.
No, not at all. Yeah, it's in England. It's got Jason Statham not beating people up.
It's what is this? Not The Getaway. It's
5, 4, 3, 2. Everyone loves it. It's Snatch. Snatch. Everyone. Okay. This next movie has Christian Bale as a crazy man.
Howdy, American Psycho.
Bam. There we go. This next movie has just concluded basically because of Logan. But what movie started all
Howdy,
that off?
X-Men.
There we go. Okay, we got time for one more category. 2002.
We got time for two.
Two more
categories?
Okay.
Wow.
Time
Maybe
for two.
Even three.
Okay, this next one, it's the year 2002, right? All right, this is the, Harry, we don't really know what's going on because this is the second one.
Howdy,
right?
Harry Potter.
But
and
which
the
one?
The Chamber of Secrets. All
right, there we go. Okay, 2002, this movie really set up a lot of superhero movies after X-Men. It still was a great one. It had...
Eh? Spider-Man?
Yes. Oh, nice. Yes. Good one. Good. This next movie had lots of singing and dancing. Won the best picture. What's-her-face was in this. Queen Latifah was in this. Richard Gere sang in this. John C. Reilly sang in this movie. It was great. It was crazy. It was about a city in Illinois. Chicago, you guys lost that.
Yeah.
All right.
I didn't realize John C. Reilly was in that.
2004, we got one more. All right, this next one has really awkward feelings about Brad Pitt in it because he's all shiny and beautiful. You guys lost that. It's Troy. It's the most beautiful.
Yeah. One more.
And Harry, this next one made everybody cry. It's a Nicholas Sparks movie.
Howdy, The Notebook.
The Notebook. James Thornquist wins that game by
13.
Default. We hope that you tune in, and we'll finish this game and have a lot more fun with it. I really like this game. It's a lot of fun. Join us on Facebook.com/TheBoysMedia Network and answer some of these questions and questions about the local lounge happening right after us from 7 to 8 and get some tickets to So What Music Festival, to Revive or Die at the Ridgely Theater, and to go see Leader, Legend, and Forget Conformity at the Rail Club. Where does the Boys Media Network? Stay tuned for to Local Lounge right after this on Talk Radio 1190, Dallas-Fort Worth's place to talk.
See all of you. Bye.